Hello, I'm just pouring myself a cup of Earl Grey tea this morning. Let's just do that. There we go. Lovely. It's 9:45 and it's Monday, the 6th of April, and I've got another micro podcast for you today. This week, I thought what I'd like to do is talk about one or two books that have been a big influence on me. As an artist. And today I'm starting with, oh, excuse me, I'm starting with Twyla Tharp's Creative Habit, which I've been rereading over the last few weeks, trying to read a little bit every day. And it ties in nicely with what I was talking about on Twitter last week about routines. And Twyla talks a lot about the importance of routines and creative rituals to get you sort of started in the morning on a creative path. And I've been thinking a lot over the weekend about the sort of routines and rituals that I have. And actually, there's one which is very important to me, which is a very simple thing, which gets me out of bed in the morning. I make myself a cup of tea. I get up, I put the kettle on, I make a cup of tea. And at the moment, I'm using a rather ugly brown teapot, a little brown teapot, enough for one cup, that used to be my mother's. And obviously, I like the connection of it to her, but it's kind of, yes, it's a reassuring thing. It's something I do every day. And recently, I've been sort of extending that, so bringing it out into my studio, and starting my day out here with it as well. I was going to read a short piece from The Creative Habit. And interestingly enough, when I kind of bookmarked the bit yesterday that I was going to read, it sounded like the quote felt a little bit different, but I shall read the bit I select anyway. Twyla says this: "In the end, there is no one ideal condition for creativity. What works for one person is useless for another. The only criterion is this: make it easy on yourself. Find a working environment where the prospect of wrestling with your muse doesn't scare you, doesn't shut you down. It should make you want to be there, and once you find it, stick with it. To get the creative habit, you need a working environment that is habit forming." Okay, well, I suppose my tea, my making of my tea, is, well, it's certainly habit forming. And whilst there's no obvious link to creativity or drawing, it's still kind of like opening the door on it every day. So I'd be really interested to hear if you've got any rituals that get you going every day. You could either tell me about them on Twitter by direct messaging me. I'm Michael Nobbs on Twitter. Or if you go to my website, which is www.michaelnobbs.com, and then go to /contact, you can send me an email. I'd be very interested to hear about your rituals. Okay, thanks very much, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.